right, left, not only right, left, behind, just then you sit. Thank you very much for finding time to join other people in worship. We are delighted in the Lord. This is the third series of our thanksgiving this year. We were here in the month of April. July we were here. And today is like grand finale of our thanksgiving according to our program. And we thank God that you have responded and responded positively as we commemorate or celebrate the thanksgiving of what we have received in the name of the harvest, being it a salary, being it a dividend, or what you have received cumulatively towards the year. We come to say it's not through our own efforts. Before I enter to the moment of sharing the word, I have some three housekeeping that call for your attention and also to give thanks to the Almighty. For the last few weeks, we have been praying because of the candidate for KCPE. And we thank God they are done. Yesterday, we had a forum here with some of the candidates and their parents. Because even after, when you come to the end of one matter, there is another beginning altogether. There is the issue to do with the ropes, the right of the passage. And therefore, we want to give thanks to the Almighty because of our sons and our daughters. And also, we pray for the favor factor upon the those that are going to mark their papers so that they may be able to get their grant and go to the next level. Can we give thanks? Dear mighty God, we were here for the last few weeks committing and remembering all them that were involved in the KCPE. The exam has come to an end. And dear mighty Father, there is the business of marking the same papers. We are praying for your favor factor for one to score and to get what is fairly due to them, dear mighty God. We also commit the PCMF for the program that is there of the rite of passage, so that these boys, they may move from childhood to the adulthood. We also commit that exercise unto your able hand. Hear our prayer, hear our thanks. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Session clerk, allow me to add something that you did mention, that in the last Sunday of September, there was a team that was commissioned here to go to U.S. And it's good to bring those greetings that has been mentioned here. We have the Kenya American Community Church, which is under the leadership of Dr. Gigi Getai, who has ever come in this pulpit and preach. And we had an opportunity to interact with about 600 plus Kenyans that are in Atlanta, Georgia, and that's where they worship. The invite was through them, and we saw the warmth and the hospitality. And there is a lot of greetings from Kenyans, fellow Kenyans in the U.S. Then we had an opportunity to visit the Atlanta, the First Presbyterian Church. They are our partners. And one thing that we were reminded during the time of the past moderator here, Dr. George Wajao, our relationship was started at the partnership. We are marking 25 years of that partnership. The celebration will be there next year in the month of March. So there are some things that are being planned for that partnership that has been there for the last 25 years. Then we had an opportunity to visit the North Avenue Church, whereby we were even the chair of the development. They have done a big parking, car vehicle parking, within a very small area, and we borrowed a lot of reef out of that. We also had an opportunity to visit the British Columbia Seminary, where most of the clergy of the PCA go for their training. a lot of greetings, and there is a report that is being processed. We are internalizing the same so that we may take the actions. Session clerk did mention about the district service. I was here for two services, and the church was almost full. Two services. So I was wondering, do these people have their districts? Yet people, they were all over. There comes a time you need the district, and the district needs you. It's good that even though you come here, desire to know where you belong. The entity, the smallest unit, desire to know where you are. Even when I say that I'll be around here, so that if you don't know the district, I'll post you. I never saw anybody. And those people, they are here. You are most welcome, but desire to know which district that you belong. May the Almighty God minister to us, even as we continue to see the end of the year. Today, as we celebrate the harvests, on the altar table there, I've pressed all the forms that you have been filling, because for the last 2-3 weeks, you are told to indicate the area of concerns that you'd like to give thanks. They are there, you have done the summary. And when that time comes, we're going to say a prayer because we have the summary. And we really appreciate. An insert was put in your program and you went ahead and filled something. We are giving thanks to the Almighty. Today we want to reflect on the power of a thankful heart. And if we are talking of a heart that is thankful, there must be a reverse to that. And we are being called in the month of November to celebrate the feast of harvest with the first fruit of the crop, as we saw in our field. That's what the Israelites were told. That among the many things that you have received from your Almighty, there comes a time, if there is anything that you have received, you need to give thanks. To them, the nearest thing that they could have been told is about the first fruits, because they were pastoralists, and they were also the farmers. And we are being told a thankful heart is not only the greatest virtue, but the parent of all the other virtues. That among the many virtues that we have as Christians, and we exercise them, we demonstrate them to other people. Among all of them, the best and the greatest is the virtue that you can call a meeting to yourself just to give thanks without taking anything for granted. There are many things that we are enjoying. There are many things that are at our disposal. There are many things that we can talk about. But the issue of taking time and give thanks is an issue that call for a personal action. Brothers and sisters, in the times of the economic downturn, or the crisis like it is in our country, or during the time of the emotional distress, sometimes telling somebody to give thanks may look you twice because of what one is going through. But disregarding all these, we are being told at all time we need to give thanks. It is important to remember that giving thanks is not a walk in the park. It's not all that bright because of the many things that come on our way. You look at your income and the expenditure. They are not in tandem. You cannot tell which way direction to go. But disregarding all these, we are being called upon just to give thanks. We give thanks in order to recognize and even to feel how blessed we are. Because if you feel you are not blessed, the idea and the agenda of giving thanks may not form in your mind. But the reason why one takes time just to give thanks is even to address to your soul and to tell yourself how blessed you are. It's not happy people who are thankful. It is thankful people that are happy. And it's good to mark the words. It is not the happy people that you may look and think that because they are happy, they will give thanks. Thanks is given by the people that are happy. You cannot give thanks complaining or grabbering. You give thanks when you are excited, because you are the beneficiary and already you have received. And whatever you have received is within your usage. You cannot separate interchangeably. Giving thanks and being happy go hand in hand. It is not always easy to give thanks, but this is the very thing we must do if you are thinking about our spiritual, to reach to the spiritual realms. Thanksgiving also go hand in hand with our spiritual backup and the Father that we are in. They go hand in hand. And you cannot separate two. Mostly you cannot see somebody giving thanks and he is annoyed or disappointed. Therefore, as we talk about giving thanks and celebrating the Almighty with our first fruit, is because we have received. Thanksgiving has great power to bring joy and even to break the power of the enemy. The enemy is on us at all times. We talk of what we do not have until what we have has no meaning to us. You give thanks, like we have sung here. Count your blessings and see what God has done to you. If the Lord has not done anything to you, he also deserves not to be given thanks. But if the Lord has done anything worthy to mention, worthy to quantify, it's high time we also give thanks. Whenever you give thanks to God, despite of what you are going through, the enemy loses a big battle. We are in the world where the battle is at war with us. He has waged the war against us. Because many a times we see of what we do not have. We do not see what we have. We are being called. Being our third series this year, the Lord is reminding us, the year has come to an end. There is what I've done to you. You have received salary cumulatively. You have received even your dividend. You are a farmer. You have been planting. And now you have the harvest. Remember, the first fruit belong to me. Thanksgiving, after all, is a word of action. You cannot say that you are giving thanks and you are not ready to take the action. You have to move to relocate from where you are in order to go and deliver. Thanksgiving is all about the deliverables. What are you delivering? The Lord has brought you this far. The Lord is what he has done to us. Individually, we are not blessed equally. We are blessed differently. Thankfulness is the key to our lives. It's the key to move to the other level. It's the key that turn your situation and bring the turnaround in our lifetime. And the power of thankful heart cannot be underrated. The joy begins with a thankful heart. For me to be excited and to be happy, the beginning, the springboard, is just first I give thanks for the Father the Lord has brought me. There is always something for which to be thankful. There is always something for which to be thankful. Look at your health. Look at your home. And among the many things that you dedicated in that paper, there is a lot to do with the health, the home, the family, the friends, and even the food that we consume on a daily basis. Let it be known, and also remind myself, there is something at all time to give thanks. Even though I'm complaining of the specific one, I should remember at all time, even before I start making noise and complaining, I first start with thanksgiving, even for the power to complain. That energy, and that energy to complain, you have been given by the Almighty. Because there are some people, even to articulate what they want to say, they are not in a possession. There must be something to give thanks to the Almighty. We give thanks in order to help us, in order to focus on the positivity. are giving thanks, you are positive. And there is fast to that one. So being positive and thanksgiving go hard in hand. And we give thanks to remind us that we are not alone. There are many people who are coming to give thanks. If you want to isolate yourself, you can isolate. Remember, there are many people, they are really like looking for the opportunity to give thanks for what God has done to them. Therefore, it's like an SGR that is taking off. Don't be left, because everybody can see what the Lord has done to them. The act of thanksgiving is an encouragement that is through God's favor. The soul, God, the favor factor. Giving thanks, you do it because it's a favor factor, even to get that opportunity. And you are being told in everything, Christ says this, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ. In everything, it's about all God's will, and you have been called. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercies and loving kindness endures forever. In the book of Chronicles, we are being told and being called upon. It's like an appeal. Give thanks. God expects you to appreciate him on a regular basis. Even though as a church, we have allocated 3 times in a year. We are being called to give thanks on a daily basis. Thanksgiving is the most fertile ground for the eruption of any miracle. Where a prayer of thanksgiving has ever been said, expect a miracle. You remember even Jesus Christ with the 5,000 people there. He took the little, the 2 fish and the 5 loaves of the bread, and he uplifted them up there. And by the end of the prayer, it turned to be a miracle to feed 5,000. Where there is thanksgiving, expect a miracle. Where there is thanksgiving, a serious thanksgiving, a sincere thanksgiving, expect a miracle. The challenge we have is that we doubt the word of God. We go even to an extent of doubting ourselves. Yet we have what it takes to take us where the Lord wants us to take us. The Lord knows very clearly you possess it is at your level what you need to move to the other level. You harvest what you sow, and that is given. This Sunday, we are talking about the harvest. And by the end of the day, you cannot harvest what you have not planted. Within the whole year, in the name of giving yourself, your time, your resources, your potential, your skills, if you are to be told now, you're gonna harvest what you have planted. We will be excited. When God delivered the Israelites, he gave them the appointed times to keep and to proclaim each in their season. And God knew how to plan. When he delivered them from where they were, he also came up with 7 feasts. And they were told how to go about it. God designated 7 feasts that Israel were to celebrate every year. And remember, we are in the New Testament. New Testament is a heritage of the Old Testament. We have inherited this. They were told Israelites, upon occupying that land, these are the 7 moments for me to meet with you. 7 feasts, festivals. And each one of these festivals had a significant in the lives of the Israelites. And the Lord cannot put something there without little purpose. We are in the New Testament, and we are borrowing from the Old Testament. The 7 feasts they were told to follow. And without God faithfully, we try. Number 1 is the Sabbath. Number 2 is the Passover. Number 3 was unleavened bread. And today we earmark to celebrate the fourth one, the first fruit, which in bracket is talking about the harvest. There was the Pentecost, there is the trumpets, and the atonement. And I believe coming days as we move on, we're gonna have time to go through every feast they were given. But for today, ours is about the feast of the harvest, the first feast, the first fruit that were given. These, they are mentioned throughout the scripture. As we talk about the first fruits or other feasts that are mentioned in the Bible, they are mentioned throughout the scripture. This was the day appointed. It was the time for the celebration. The seven feasts that was given to the Israelites. And each symbolizes an aspect of the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. If you look at the seven, they have some dimension with our Savior and the founder of the church. Therefore, as we talk about the harvest and beautify the church with all the manner of the fruits that we have, it is biblical, well entrenched in the scriptures. The first fruit, when you come into the land, we learn in the book of Leviticus, and I would like to look verse 10. They were told, when you come into the land which I give to you and reap its harvest, then you shall bring the first fruit of your harvest to the priest, to the temple. That is a command. Not only the 10 commands that we talk about, there are so many commands in the Bible. They were told, upon going and occupy that land, upon going and occupy that job, upon going and occupy that business, what you get, the first fruit, does not belong to you. The feast took place at the beginning of the harvest. And they were told before you do anything, it's like the so-called 10%. When I get my total, my 10% does not belong to me. Then they were told, upon occupying the land, the first fruit, and there is that first fruit come first more than any other, that one does not belong to you. Bring it to the church. Bring it, put it into the basket. Put everything, it does not belong to you. You have invested in many areas. You have the cattle, you have the sheep, you have the pigs, you have all these, all of it. In the summer, you do not plant only one seed, only one type. There is the maize, there is the carrots. Bring it, it does not belong to you. God called them to bring the first yield. This was in the name of obedience, trust, and reverence to the Almighty. It is you who have planted. It is at your custody. Not everybody knows where you are invested. But upon getting the first, that one does not belong to you. For God had told them that by giving the first fruit to him, he would bless all that come afterwards. There is a writer here. When faithfully you give the first fruit, and faithfully you bring it, and you respond positively and trusting me, even what will come thereafter, I'll bless it. What started as a specific instruction was expanded to mean any income. Today I'm not talking to the farmers, perhaps. Today I'm not talking to the pastorists, perhaps. But we are men and women, blessed in many avenues. You know your streams of your income, the way they come. The Lord is reminding us, they were taught the first fruit. The meaning of the word is in the word. They were not taught the second. They were taught the first. The one that should does not belong to you. And first fruit offering are typically an annual gift done at the harvest time. And God is so fair. We are talking about the harvest. We were not requested to bring harvest in January or April, because already they were in the land growing. The Lord is telling us cumulatively towards the end. That's where the Lord wants us to meet. And that's where we are. Are we faithful enough? You know your streams of your avenues. You know what the Lord has done to you. Giving our first fruit means giving our best to God. Sacrificing something that cost a little. This must cost a little. 2 Samuel 25:25. David said, I cannot give to my God that which cost me nothing. Because David was a king, he wanted to put up an altar. And somebody called Arauna decided to surrender the plot, the king, to the head of the state in order to put up the temple. But David said, yet he was a king, and he could have given even the order for the guy to be dislocated, like in the case of Ab and Jezebel. But David said, I cannot give to my Almighty that which cost me nothing. Even as we come to bring the offerings here and our harvest, don't give that which does not cost you anything. Because the Lord is telling you, the first belong to me. You will give what costs you. It has to cost you a retro. Making a first fruit offering open up to allow God to work in our life. It's like an opener. It's like a key. When faithfully, I respond positively and give the first fruits of my income, of my harvest, is like the key. When we approach God with open hands, not with cleansed fists, you cannot give thanks when you are not opening your fingers. You give, you are giving. The Lord is looking at us. When the Lord weigh what I have given, and he know my income, he know what I have received, it's looking like saying that your hand is cleansed. The Lord is talking to us. Giving our first fruit reminds us that God is our priority. We are obedient and we can be trusted and we are grateful. To him who is trusted with little can also be trusted with more. Are we trustworthy? Am I trustworthy of what God has given to me? When it comes to giving thanks. And remember here, like giving the first fruit is like an investment. They're always saying, when faithfully you give that first fruit, I'll bless you more and more. There is a rider into it. It's not finished at that level of giving. They're always saying, upon giving the first fruits, I'll bless you more and more thereafter. Start each day with a thankful heart. When we find ourselves up, that's our first fruit. One may wonder, when we talk about the first fruit, there are many fasts in our lifetime. When you wake up before you start the day, that prayer that you offer, that conversation before you go to talk to other people, that conversation is the first fruit. Are we together? That prayer, that talk, that engagement. Who do you engage when the day open for the first time? Who do you talk to when the day open in the morning? Start each day with a thankful heart. I'm talking to people who are very busy, and sometimes you are caught up by the time. But who do you talk to? That first thing that you do is the first fruit that the Lord is looking for. Not only the material, that first moment, what you do, that's what you place your value there. In Leviticus, first fruit were devoted to God. They were not just the first fruit to grow, but they were the very best, the top quality. And you remember he says, I'm an envious God. I'm a jealous God. I need the best. I'm your maker. I'm your sustainer. I'm your provider. Leviticus, where we led, everything is devoted to him. Rotten or damaged, undersized and deformed were not acceptable. Even to them that were sacrificing, it was a sheep without any defects. When the Lord look at us and what we are giving in the name of thanksgiving as the first fruit, does it look like something that is damaged or the leftover? Is it something that is given the first quarter, top priority? The Lord is looking at us. The first fruit represents sacrifice of prayers and thanksgiving. The Lord is looking at us. Some of the crops were to be left, and they were even told, when you give me the first fruit as a priority, thereafter, you don't give everything. You don't take everything. Leave some to the poor people to come and correct. You remember the scenario of Ruth, who was poor and a foreigner, looking and correcting. The one who we refer as a king's redeemer. The Lord is looking at us. It's not all about me. Even when I give to the Almighty, there are other people within my reach. Like now, we are looking forward for the Christmas moment. When we share what we have with other people, the Lord is looking at us. As I bring this one to an end, at this harvesting Thanksgiving, we are called to remember that God is the creator. We are the steward. Tell your neighbor, a steward. We are just but the managers. Everything belongs to him. As we come to deliver, and today we have the deliverables, the Lord is looking at us. May the Almighty God bless us and keep us well. Remember, in our Britain there, harvest Thanksgiving is a divine privilege. Tell your neighbor, divine privilege. Dear mighty God, continue to minister to us. Continue to reveal to us the essence, the purpose of Thanksgiving. God in heaven, as we take the step to give the top quality, that which is costing us something, God in heaven, we know we are investing, for you have given us the promise that you continue to bless us more and more. Hear our prayer. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Let's appreciate the minister once more. It was a great sermon and a great reminder, for indeed the Lord has blessed us. As we look back from when we started the year, indeed we have harvested, and the Lord has indeed blessed us. I do want to request that in case you don't have an envelope, you lift up your hand, the deacons are ready to give those children envelopes. Deacons, kindly. In front, we have quite a number of envelopes. As we get the envelopes, I want to guide us through the next session to bring our harvest. Yeah, we have different modes of giving. We have the envelope, you can keep your gift there. We also have on page 6 of our bulletin, we have the bank accounts. There we have the Barclays, we have the NIC, now NCBA, and Cooperative Bank. Any time of the week, you can feel free to use this account and do deposit directory, and you can get in touch with us for details when you do the deposit by calling the office through the number that's on the back of our printing today. You can also use the POS machine, which we have today. It is always available every Sunday. You can sing in one of the deacons, and you bring the machine to where you are, or you can walk back in the deacon room, and the machine, the POS machine there, and you can swipe your card. And also on page 6, we have the PayBill number, 903-800 and 903-600. Again, you can use those ones. So the PayBill number, the account will be Thanksgiving, tithe or offering, or whatever you are giving. That should be the account number that you write there. Again, I want to request the moderator to come and give thanks for the prayers and thanksgivings that you gave us last Sunday. We can thank God together for that.
Members, as you prepare with your envelopes, you are given a form to fill here. And there is a summary of what majority of you talked about. Giving thanks because of your businesses, because of your families, because of your health, because of your children, because of the protection